So it is the final look at sports this morning. The Australian rugby team, they've been hit with two massive injury blows ahead of the second test against the Springboks in Cape Town on a Saturday. Winger Dylan Peach sustained a broken jaw from a heavy Siya Kolisi collision during the 38-22 win at Ellis Park. Veteran prop James Slipper, he failed his HIA and reported concussion symptoms after the match. We also have utility back Ben Donaldson, who has also returned home. He got injured in the captain's run on Friday. Coach Joe Schmidt has called up Filippo Ndaungun, Reece Faneke and Hamish Stewart as cover. For the Springboks, it's back to the drawing board with the must-win match in the Mother City. Rassie Erasmus, the doctor, with this to say following defeat on Saturday.
Overall, they were just better than us on the day in most departments. We didn't scrum them. They beat us in the line-outs. For the first 25 minutes, I thought we were really good at the breakdown. But after that, when Sia got injured and Marco had to go for HIA, they bullied us at the breakdown. Yeah, so I can just sit there and say, listen, they beat us in most departments. We're very disappointed and we are feeling bad for our supporters and we're feeling bad for our players and overall for what we produce today on the field. We are very disappointed.
Yeah, Leeds make their return to Premier League football tonight after two seasons in the second tier of English football. They host Everton at Elland Road in the opening match of the new campaign. Manager Daniel Farke knows many people will expect them to be in a relegation battle.
We have our clear idea how we want to survive and how we want to be successful. But who am I that I will give you right now more or less a blueprint what is necessary to survive? I'm a big believer. It's not like you have to talk the talk. You have to walk the walk.
Yeah, well, Mr. Farke needs to walk the walk tonight. 9 p.m. start in the English Premier League Monday Night Football. Carlos Alcaraz says he wants to make things better after losing to Jannik Sinner at the Wimbledon final. The two top players in the world meet again tonight when they compete for the Cincinnati Masters title. It's a 7th straight ATP Tour final for Alcaraz, but he knows he faces a difficult challenge.
You have to earn every point, every game. He makes you suffer since the first point of the match until the last ball. The capacity of being there mentally, point after point, not having up and downs on the match makes him really, really special.
Yeah, so that final gets underway at 9 p.m. tonight. It is Alcaraz against Jannik Sinner. The ladies' final happening at midnight, which will see Yasmin Paolini against Iva Swiatek. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabanan.